Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. A complete check, those markets coming up with Tom Leffler when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
There are some things in life that you just can't choose. Some things in life you'd never choose. Changing diapers. Ew. You can't choose your family either, but you love them anyway. Now at Pioneer, it's your choice. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's new plans make it affordable to add your entire family. Now that it's your choice, you can add 2 gigabytes of additional data for each family member you add. So make it your choice. Pioneer Cellular.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, as we check out these livestock futures, our livestock futures finished positive across the board again yesterday.
That is right, Dave. We saw upside throughout the session. We closed positive, and this is after seeing the previous two sessions trade negative and close negative with some triple-digit losses occurring in those. Now, even though we did close higher yesterday, we did not see any new record highs made in live cattle or feeder cattle, and most of our support came from some very good technical buying as the charts continue to be very strong overall, and we also saw last week's higher cash trade in our feed yards. Now, the cash feeder index yesterday took a big jump to the upside, $3.23 higher yesterday. We saw choice box beef up 64 cents, selects were up $1.67 on a movement of 102 loads, and the cattle kill yesterday estimated at 114,000 head. December live cattle at the moment trading a nickel lower, November feeder cattle 32 higher, and December lean hogs down 17 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we look at these grain futures, in line with the livestock futures, grain futures also positive yesterday.
That's right. The majority of the session, we saw upside take place in our wheat, corn, and soybean futures, and by the end of the day, everything closed on a positive note. Technical and fund buying, along with concerns over wet weather harvest delays, helped to push prices higher. This afternoon will be our crop progress report. It is a day late due to yesterday's holiday. It's expected to show the corn harvest around 25 to 30% done, soybean harvest 35 to 40% complete. And yesterday we also saw the Dow have triple-digit losses for the third straight session and saw its slowest trade since the 16th of April. At the moment, our December KC wheat is a quarter of a penny lower, December corn's up a penny and three quarters, and November soybeans are trading 10 cents higher. December cotton is down 6 points, November crude oil $1.17 lower, the December dollar index is 17 cents higher, and December Dow Jones futures seeing recovery up 70 points at the moment.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time as always here today and look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.